Well, we're going to ask Stanley. We've asked him to give us a word of testimony tonight. I met Stanley many years ago when he was in the Mull of Glass congregation when I was preaching there. And we've known him for a number of years. And, of course, through his operation, we were praying for him quite a number of months ago now. Rejoice how the Lord has touched him. And we'll ask him now to come and tell us something of what the Lord means to him. Stanley.
Lila actually wanted to come up tonight, but well, I do indeed give the Lord thanks that we him, you know, how he could save a poor sinner like me. Thank and praise him tonight for all that he's done for me and for what he means in my life. And as our brother, the Reverend Johnson, said about just over a year ago, when I was in the hospital, I felt the Lord's presence there with me. And I do thank all in the church family who prayed for me then. And praise the Lord, he brought me through. And I can say with the hymn writer, I am rejoicing night and day. And of course, Job could say, I know that my Redeemer liveth. And the psalmist could say too in Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? You know, many, many years ago when I was at school, I learned that psalm. And that's the only contact I ever had with religion. It was a godly school teacher. He belonged to the Baptists there in Ure. And that man faithfully taught us from the scriptures. He always made us read a portion. And that's all I would have known of the scriptures. And I could say with the Psalm 34, that this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. I was brought up in South Armagh, about 2 miles from Ure and a mile from Bessbrook. I had 3 sisters, 2 brothers. I was born, where you see the brain's all working now. Not but very hard to work it out, 1936. the first of May. So, it's getting very near, isn't it? Well, there was no church going in the family. I didn't go to Sunday school. I went once, and I was told not to come back. Now, it wasn't a rack in the place or anything like that, but I was very easily made laugh. And unfortunately, there was a boy there, and he was good at doing that. But it suited me all right. I carried on with what I always done was went hunting. From a very young age, I was hunting. On the dogs round the fields, and I'd have been away for hours and hours. And then in the summertime, it was pigeon racing and again the shooting in the winter. And that's the way my life was taken up. But you know, the Lord moves in mysterious ways, there's great wonders to perform. And I thank God that in all of this, I do believe that even at an early age, the Lord had his hand upon me. Because I was brought up in front of the Craigmore Vad doctor. I'm sure anybody who's gone to Dublin, they would have had to cross that other windman going to Dublin on a train. But that was our play area. I played on that. And when I climbed out over the main parapet, and there's a wee ledge on the outside, and you just held on and you walked along. It even makes me shiver to think of it now. But I didn't even own a Bible until I was 32 years of age. Now you might say, that fella must have been in Africa. But that's the way it was. And yet, as I say, when he was on the cross, I was on his mind. I frequented pubs 2 and 3 times a week. The fellow that I chummed about with. Thank the Lord that he kept me from the drink. I never touched it. Or never smoked. And I used to think within myself, you're not too bad, you know. You're not too bad. And you never done anybody any harm. You know the way people go on? If you said, I may save, and they'll go through this hole, well, I would have done that myself. But I remember then, after the death of my father, it was. I was only at home then, it was only me and my mother. The rest of them were married and away, and some of them in England. But I'd have been sitting at the fire there, looking into the fire and wondering, wonder where my father is. Do you know, even though it was as dark as night, I was still, those thoughts were going through my mind. And I do remember, actually, the Church of Ireland clergyman telling me, he was a saved man, of course. I remember him saying to me, I spoke to your father and all, you know, and he told me that he loved the Lord. But I still wondered, you know, wonder where my father is. And the fellow that I chummed about with, he'd have come and he'd have rapped the door. And of course, when I went out, right away, he could see the state of me. I could have been sitting looking into the fire and wondering all this. And he'd say, what's wrong with you? And I say, well, I don't know. He said, if you don't pull yourself together, you'll be an Armagh. Now, that I don't know if that means much to you people here, but it's a place where people would have been taken of the nervous dispositions or anything like that. And I said, well, if I have to go there, I'll have to go. I don't know what's wrong with me. I was that ignorant. I didn't know about the Holy Spirit or not. And I believe that God was working on me, as I said, from a young age. And even now, when the death had come, he was still speaking on. And I'm very thankful to the Lord that he didn't withdraw his Holy Spirit from me, because I definitely would have been lost. I remember the last dance that I went to. It was a crowd of boys, and they told me to pick them up at this pub, and of course I was a driver, I didn't drink, and they came out and they loaded beer, crates of beer into my car, and away we went. I didn't know where I was going, headed for Bond Bridge, and way out into the country there, wee Orange Hall, and went into that. But I can tell you, I was really miserable. Miserable. And I remember a boy, he was dancing around. I never even got up to dance. Wasn't a great dancer anyway. Probably women have seen me coming and said, this is a boy that tramps the feet off you. Avoid him. But anyway, this fella took my keys at the car and was leaving this girl home. And when the dance was over, he still hadn't come back. And we were out standing on the road. There was six of us, I think. And I was saying, I wish this boy was home. And you know, I even felt at one stage, I'd love to run. I could have ran then, like, you know. But I says, I'd love to run home. Now, I'd have been a brave bit from Bonbridge to near Bessburg. But the next thing, in the still of the night, I could hear my wee car coming. And I said, this is him. So I got home. But I remember that. That was my last night at a dance. And shortly after, he says to me, I worked in NIA in Uri, and they always held a union meeting once a year in Belfast. Just come to Leila's part. And he says to me, would you go home at a union meeting? I says, okay. Went to this meeting, and of course, he's talking, going down in the car now. Get a couple of girls here tonight, you know. There's plenty of girls at this. And weren't long in, and of course, I was a kind of, hey, I'm a shy character, you mightn't think, but I am. And he was looking all around, and he said, hey, boy, there's two there. And he says, look around, and I says, no, don't like her. But it turned out to be Leila and her chum. Imagine in all that crowd, a big crowded full room, and yet the very two girls that he looked round and saw were both Christians. And of course, when the meeting was over, he says, stand out here in this hall and we'll wait on these two coming out. So I let him do all the talking, of course. And, oh girls. And the first thing he opened his mouth, he says, he come for a drink. Says, no, we don't drink. And I knew right away, he says, there's something different about these ones. And, he says, do you smoke? No. Do you go to pictures? No. So they said, I tell you what, we'll go to the, what do you call it, Leila, the bombed it. Well, they bombed it shortly after. I must have heard I was going to the Abercorn. That was it. We went into the Abercorn for a cup of coffee. And we sat there, and of course, the two girls ended talking about the scriptures. And this boy, he thought he knew, but I knew none, so I kept quiet. And he spouted away, and he would argue with them, and he wasn't getting anywhere, like, but that was all right. He says, is it all right if I leave you home and all? Okay, and then I says, and what about, could I come down some other night and see, you know? She says, I go to meetings. I says, I would go to a meeting too. She says, I go to the Coal Man's Mission every Saturday night. Well, I went to the Coal Man's, and of course I was never in a meeting anyway, like, but this to me was, it was packed with people, and they started singing choruses, and I didn't know the choruses. And as I looked round, I could see that truly, this people had something that I hadn't got. And you know, those were great meetings, I'm sure. I don't know if Jim would have been there, those are not now, but those were great meetings. So every Saturday night would have been the Coal Man's. And then if there's meetings through the week, I would have said, could I come? Yes, we're going to such and such a meeting. And you know, I looked forward. I really looked forward to getting to those meetings. Even sitting in them, I could feel at ease, more at ease. And then, of course, when we came out, I got a bit of preaching done. And you see, I didn't really know that I needed to be saved. And I would have said, well, I'm not a bad fellow, really. Like, I haven't done anybody any harm. Which I hadn't. But that wasn't going to save me. And then it says, now you're driving away 40-something mile an hour. And if anything happened to you in that car, where would you be? He says, what do you mean, like, where would I be? She says, you're not saved, you know, that you'd be in hell. Boy, that hit me like a bolt out of the blue. So, went to these meetings anyway, and, that was, I'm sure, wee Sammy Spence was the leader. And he, I always remember, a wee chorus, and he'd say, we're gonna sing this record. It wasn't enough room, the people were cramming in. The move is on, the Lord's move is on, and he started singing that, and he got everybody to sing it. And then the people started, move it on, brother, move on, sister. And you'd have been nearly out over the edge of the seat. But those definitely were great meetings, and great preachers too. And indeed, it was at, after one of those on a Saturday night, that the Lord challenged my heart. I think it was maybe Sam Workman was preaching that night. And I remember going home, and I got down by the side of my bed, and I cried unto the Lord. As the psalmist says, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. I couldn't pray, I never prayed, and I just, it was like a sinner's prayer, Lord, save me. And of course, you don't need a big prayer. Peter didn't make a big prayer whenever he stepped out in the water and he started to sink. Lord, save me. And you know the Lord done that. And I can say tonight, What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. I praise and thank him every day. And I thank God that every day with Jesus is definitely sweeter than the day before. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And he is indeed, as his word says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by him. And so, friends, tonight, if you know not my Saviour, maybe you're living, you might say, well, I was a step above that, but he was a wild man. He lived round the fields, and I ate the things that I shot, by the way. Rabbits, ducks and stuff. I ate them. And a rabbit, I'm telling you, if you got a rabbit on your plate, you wouldn't know a difference between that and a chicken. They were good stuff. Of course, they're living on all the herbs, weren't they? But the Lord has truly been good to me. And thank and praise the Lord that he led me that way. I do believe it. But of all the places he led us, like, and you'd never have thought of coming in contact with two Christian girls at a union meeting. It'd been the last place you'd have thought of. But then I remembered, I was never opposed to the gospel. I remember walking along Newcastle, the promenade there, and the open air was going on, and I would have stopped and listened to the open airs there. As a matter of fact, I left a wee girl home from it. Walked her along the front. I think she was on holidays. And praise the Lord. If you're not saved tonight, trust in him. Call upon him while he is near, and he will hear and answer prayer. God bless. Amen.